This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, a good time is being had. We got folks coming. My man said, "Hey, I don't call in, baby, but I listen now. I listen. I see you old school.
The Drive family.
I see you, man. It's a good time out here. We got a former Aggie out here that hooked us up with some drinks. Play with one of Clint. So, were you teammates with Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, old Ken Ham.
He's a little younger than me, but he came in. I think I got 3 years on Ken, 2 or 3 years on Ken.
Yeah. But
green, baby.
Now, that's a good time out here, man, and you should make your way out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but, hell, man, this is a good spot to be at a little longer here. The Bugs are going to be coming and rolling out here. You can get out here and order you some Bugs, and they got that shrimp boil here, the Crafty Crab. They do it right now, and like we said, we're off to a good spot. I like the oysters. Clint enjoyed the wings, and we see Figgy's in the building. I'm sure Figgy about to go ahead and check this menu out and do something with it as well. So it's a good time to be had out here. Coming up as soon as this segment ends, if you are not in the building, and if you are in the building and you get here, you might want to fill your name out and put it in our raffle box, because we are going to hook somebody up with our first $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. As soon as this segment ends, we will do one each and every hour. And this is the first one coming up after this segment. So you still got time to put your name in and win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All right, Clint, the offensive line obviously is the big talking point coming into this season, and will be, and I think will be all season, because I think there's a big argument that it was the thing that derailed the season last year from getting to maybe the highest potential it could get to, and you know, they've made some changes. There are some definite changes, and Clint, the first day, what we saw was Cam Robinson starting at left tackle on the first offense, Tomlinson at left guard, Andrews at right guard. God, dog, I just started
at center.
At center, I just started bleeding out of nowhere. And then Andrews at center, Titus at right guard, and then Blake Fisher at right tackle. That's what we've started to see at the offensive line on day one. Today we saw the rookie Ursary. He was at left tackle today, with Tomlinson at guard, Andrews remaining at center, Titus Howard at right guard, Blake Fisher at right tackle. We saw Juice play multiple positions. Juice was at center. Juice was at left guard. We saw Juice at right guard on Monday, so he's played around. Patterson was third string center, it looked like. Came in with the third team. We saw a little Ursary at right tackle as well. So they
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
They stay true to their word, Clint, of mixing guys around. And the only real mainstays we've seen is Andrews at center. Titus hadn't moved off right guard. Titus has not even, he's one of the ones who can play tackle. He has not touched tackle at this point. So it's kind of been interesting the way they've attacked it.
Yeah, look, I think it's what we said it is, other than juice, right? I mean, I think your left tackle position is sewn up. I think your right guard position is sewn up. Right now, Blake Fisher is your right tackle. I just think there's a competition at center and there's a competition at left guard. And it looks like Juice Scruggs is going to be the guy, that would be the odd man out potentially if Lakin Tomlinson gets that left guard position. But is he more physically talented than the centers that you have in here? I think the answer is absolutely he's more physically talented than the centers you have. But can he communicate? Can he play the center position? Is he athletic enough? Does he have the feet to play that position the way that the other two smaller, more true centers have the ability to do? And so it's just the one thing that's different is Juice Scruggs seems to be the one that's being asked to play multiple positions that truly may not be settled into a spot yet. So, again, no surprise. You know, I would prefer them put him at guard and let him compete at guard. But if
first thing we saw him play today was center.
Center, yeah. So, that left guard and that center position, I think they've got some – that's where your competition exists. You know, if we see Ursary at right tackle at any point during a regular season, I think it's less about a competition and more about Blake Fisher ain't getting it done, right? And I'm not saying he's not going to. I just think Blake Fisher is penciled in as your right tackle. I think right now that's where they're at. If he doesn't get the job done, I think they're preparing Ursary to be a guy that could get some run fairly early to either tackle spot.
And listen, I heard Reggie say this right before we went on the crosstalk with them. And I kind of agreed. I wondered what the role for Trent Brown was going to be. But look, watching what we saw, and we'll get to Will Anderson in a little bit. Will Anderson, just a sneak preview a little bit later on. Will Anderson is that guy at practice you can't stand.
But Hampshire is a quarterback you can't stand.
Well, quarterback, right tackle, whatever side he's lining up on. And I guess one of the things I saw today was, I think, as you said, pencil, and I thought that was a key word, Blake Fisher is in pencil over there on the right side. You know, that could be up for grabs. That right tackle spot could be a real competitive thing, especially if Trent Brown gets over, and especially the way everybody was walking over to him, talking to him about things like that could be there could be space there. Because, Clint, I'll be honest, I'm surprised that Andrews is appearing to be right out of the gate, the guy they're looking at center. And he has, obviously, history with Cole Popovich and obviously in the New England system. It wouldn't surprise me either that maybe Trent Brown, who has similar history, wouldn't get a legit shot at that right tackle spot, especially if Blake Fisher shows spaces to struggle. So that was one of the things I walked away from today thinking, Clint, that right tackle spot may be more of a competition than maybe and Trent Brown may have a shot at that spot, yeah, that I maybe thought.
Yeah, look, I don't think Blake Fisher has anything sewn up by any means. There's you know, he's just hadn't done enough to have anything sewn up at this point in time, especially when they're trying to fix the offensive line the way they're trying to fix the offensive line. So I think it could become a real competition, but that's going to be based on whether Ursary is ready to compete at that level.
You think more Ursary than Trent Brown?
Now, I mean, I just don't I don't know where Trent Brown is. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch a whole lot of Trent Brown the last year. I don't know exactly where he is coming off the injury. I don't know how capable he is. I don't know if he was just brought in here to be a guy that knows the offense, an emergency tackle. I have no idea what he's got left in the tank. I gotta believe if he is still locked and loaded with some tread on the tire, I gotta believe that he's a guy that, again, should know whatever new terminology there is. A guy that Cole Popovich is very familiar with, and Nick Caserio is very, very familiar with, and Nick Cayley is very familiar with. I don't know that if Trent Brown's got some tread left on the tire, I don't know that's going to be much of a competition. Yo. I mean, you're talking about Blake Fisher and Ariante Ursary. You're talking about two young dudes they got a ways to go. They got to develop. They got to play. They got to experience some things. Where Trent Brown's a different animal there. Now, he may physically not be able to do some things, but from a scheme standpoint, teaching him, getting him up to speed is done. You don't have to do that. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle the right tackle spot too.
Because it appears like kind of what we saw from Blake Fisher. Obviously, he can get better, but what we saw from him last year, what we saw from him a little bit today, clearly they're not in pads. But it feels like he may be somebody that they may need to give help to. They may have to give those situations, you know, chips.
Well,
and
it's an unknown.
Like
that. That's the deal. I think Trent Brown physically, wherever he's at, is a known. I think that's they know where he's at. They know how he's moving. They know what he feels like. And I think when you look at Ariante Ursary and you look at Blake Fisher, you're like, man, we ain't real sure what we got. We like what we saw from Blake Fisher last year.
Ursary does look good, by the way.
He looks good, don't he?
Yeah. He looks the part in person.
Yeah, no question.
Now, by the way, again, if you missed it earlier in the crosstalk, Clint is dead on. At Titus Howard, I can't wait to see what they have him listed at this year. Because he has, I'm not saying he's fat or anything.
No, I think it's a good weight if you don't play guard. Absolutely.
He does visually look bigger.
Yeah.
He does visually look the part, look bigger. And now we'll see, you know, if he can move the same way he can. Because as a tackle, I mean, this guy's a, you know, former quarterback. You would think that he's athletic, a guy that can move a little bit. Yeah. You can do some things, pulls or whatever. But I think you were dead on. I just got a glimpse of him walking away, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I see it. I see it. Yeah. I see right there in the chest area." I saw Stressing tweet that out, text that in. At the chest area, he looks really, really big.
Well, if you're gonna be a guy that's I mean, your number one task is to move mass inside or anchor down in the pass protection. I mean, the more weight, if you can carry an extra 20 pounds. Especially off of a frame that's, what is he, 6'5", 6'6", 6'5"?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, you know, when you can carry an extra 20, 25 pounds, it'll make a difference. It'll make a big difference. So I am interested to see if they do come out with some numbers, what his weight looks like compared to last year.
He's not 6'5", 322 no more.
I mean, if he was 322 last year, he looks to be heavier. Yeah, I would.
That's what the listing was last year, 322. I don't think he's... He's at 322, but shout out to him. Do you think, man? Do you think? Good weight. God, I wish I was on a program to gain weight. I promise
you. It'd be easy, wouldn't it?
I'd win.
Ain't no doubt.
God, I know I'd win.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.